I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we catch up with Simpson College head baseball coach Nathan Rolling to recap their 2025 season.
Visiting today with Simpson head baseball coach Nathan Rolling. Coach, you know your team recently played in the American Rivers Conference Tournament over there in Cedar Rapids. Probably not quite the way that you wanted to go out, but you guys made the tournament and were able to earn your spot there. Can you walk me through the couple games that you played there a little bit?
Yeah, like you said, it didn't go the way that we envisioned it and definitely wanted it to go, but I'm really proud of our guys to kind of finish the season strong to get there. And yeah, opening game against Wartburg in the stadium there at Vets Memorial was kind of got off to a little bit of a rocky start, kind of spotting them a couple runs the first inning, gave them a couple more in the middle innings due to a couple unearned runs. I don't know if we were nervous or just didn't play kind of fully ourselves really either game that day, but ultimately I think defensively gave our opponent I think about 8 to 10 unearned runs, and you just can't do that against good teams and in big environments like that, and you need to be able to play not necessarily your best baseball, but closer to it, and didn't really allow ourselves to get our bats going with some of the deficits that we ultimately gave our opponents.
Yeah, you know, you kind of going off of the American Rivers Conference Tournament, you kind of look at the season as a whole, you know, there's a lot to digest, obviously, when a season ends, but to kind of put a bow on it, you know, how do you feel just kind of overall the season went, and then the fact that you guys were able to, at the end of the year, play some really good baseball and then earn your trip to that conference tournament?
Yeah, that was ultimate goal for this group. Hadn't made the conference tournament in a couple of years, knew that this was a step that we needed to take and put ourselves in a position to be able to do so. The last 3 weeks of the regular season, going 6-3 in a really hard conference, I was really proud about. With a couple of away series as well. And so had some health issues. I don't even know if everybody knew all of kind of what we were going through with a broken wrist, a torn ligament, a bad hamstring, dealing with a few different things that ultimately our guys really had to fight through. But really proud for them how they did it and played our best baseball. Like you said, earning the fifth seed into the tournament and getting that experience for our guys to hopefully get a motivation to kind of take that next step even more next year.
Yeah, Coach, you know, you look through your games you played this season and some series, and, you know, of course, a lot of tough opponents, and you're going to have that in the American Rivers Conference. Is there a specific series or game that really stuck out to you that, you know, you feel like your team played really complete good baseball?
Yeah, I think a couple of the most pivotal games, going up to Luther, I think we played a really complete baseball, to answer your question. But also I think what that did is coming off of the opening weekend series loss against Wartburg, where we felt like we were right there and just didn't come through. We go up to Luther, a perennially very solid program in our conference with a great offense, and taking 2 of 3 against them up there that day one, winning 2-1 with Castillo on the mound was really good. And then coming back that next day after losing a tough one in game two and winning 15-3, and that was one of our most complete baseball games of the season. And just knowing, having that experience, going on the road against a good opponent, taking 2 of 3, I think really kind of gave us confidence going in to the rest of the season. The game at Loras, I kind of always go back to that Friday night where we were down by 2 in the 9th inning with 2 outs, and Drew Carlson comes up with a two-run double to get it to extras, and then we put up a 9 spot in the top of the 10th. That was a huge part of our huge aspect of our season, obviously record-wise, but also giving us the confidence to be able to come back, win in different ways, winning that series the next day after getting hit around pretty good in a really windy day, I think, that you were there for. And so coming back and winning that game, wild game 3, 22-15, gave us a lot of confidence. And then And then I'm so incredibly proud, and I'll remember that final day of the season the rest of my coaching career, after losing on Friday against Dubuque, and putting our backs up against the wall where we had to win too. No one else around the conference was going to be able to help us, kind of backdoor it in. We knew we needed a sweep and only could have a sweep on senior day, on graduation, on alumni day, and to be able to do that at home with very complete games. Offensively, we scored some runs against a really good pitching staff, played great, solid defense, and had good enough pitching to be able to kind of get us through. And ultimately, yeah, backed up against the wall and to do what we did that final day was really special.
Yeah, could you maybe highlight, you mentioned some younger guys, but could you maybe highlight maybe one or two guys, and I'm sure there's more, but maybe specifically a couple of guys that you feel really stepped up this year and kind of had a breakout year for you guys?
Yeah, I think number one guy would be, there's actually two guys that probably didn't forecast having the impact that they did. Number one would be Trenton Kingery, a sophomore from Knoxville last year. As a freshman, had a very typical freshman season where didn't really get to play much, traveled for all varsity games, felt like there's a lot of talent there, just needed to get his feet wet at the JV and practice side of things. And this year knew that he had the talent to compete varsity-wise, but for him to go out and have a all-conference type season, to be really kind of a real scary guy and for opponents was really special. I think in our season, if you look at it timeline-wise of kind of when we made our run and when we started playing the best baseball that we have of the season is when Jacob Roberts got inserted into the lineup up at Luther, really in game three. He just provided us a lot. I think in the conference he was top five. He was number five in on-base percentage. He was number six in slugging percentage. He embodies toughness. He got hit by a lot of pitches, was 8 for 9 in stolen bases, provided some power that we weren't quite expecting. I don't think he was expecting either. But then very good rangy defense, really athletic guy over there at third for us too. So I would say those two are kind of maybe some of the more surprises we expected and got production out of our out of some guys in terms of Drew Carlson and Nate Kegley that we were kind of thinking that we would. Will Carlock had a great bounce back season from a junior season that he had a lot of motivation to grow from. But I would say from the kind of those surprises, Jacob Roberts and Trenton Kingery were two big keys to our season.
Well, Coach, kind of before we wrap up this conversation and season recap, you know, you end the season and kind of what's the process now for you as a head coach? Is you know, I know baseball really is kind of a year-round thing, but kind of what's the process now as you end this season and you already start preparing now for that 2026 season?
Yeah, it's kind of where we're at. We're looking at the guys that we lose, the guys that we're bringing in. The college athletic environment is different now, right, in terms of more and more transfers, and that's trickled down to the Division III level some too. So looking to see kind of maybe what we can add from a transfer side of things to bring experience for us. But then, yeah, touching base with our younger guys about where some development plans need to take place for them to grow and come back here in the fall to be able to kind of help position ourselves where we can add some strengths to our group at that point. So yeah, just excited to get into the off season for me. Yeah, it quiets down a little bit, but we'll be on the road recruiting and really kind of planning for the next year as well too.
Well, Coach Rowland, I really appreciate your time, you know, and appreciate our visits during the season. And it was awesome being able to be a part of this season to be able to cover you guys a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Clayton. You guys do such a great job covering Simpson Athletics and our program, and I love seeing you at, not only at home games but on the road at Central and at Loras. That was pretty cool, and I know our guys and our families really appreciate all the great coverage that you've given us, too.
Once again, that was Simpson College head baseball coach Nathan Rowland recapping their 2025 season on today's Lely Radio Sports page. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Clayton Sampson.